But I never cared, it's the first time.
Do you remember?
I can feel it, oh, I can feel it, I can feel it, coming in the air now. I can feel it.
This is Gabriel, Saving Bernice, part 22. Okay, this is the price. She was driving so delicately. Women are so cool, I thought to myself. I made a phone call on the way back to Bernice's home, to Rachel. And after a couple rings, she answered. How did it go, Gabriel? She asked. As far as I'm concerned, well, it went well. Rachel, before you do anything, though, please, Rachel, could you look at the report and then get back to me? Why? What did you see, Gabriel? She said. I just want you to have the report in your hands so we can discuss it. And whatever you want to add before you call or email the owner in India, please, Rachel. Of course, Gabriel. I'll do whatever you ask. Can you give me a call tomorrow, Rachel? And we'll go over everything. I want to three-way call Bernice so as to keep her involved, you know. Sure, I can do that. The home inspector will email the report as soon as he gets back to the office. Are you sure you want to do this? You don't want to do this evening? It'll be daytime in India, Rachel asked. No, if it's okay, we'll do it tomorrow to give you time to evaluate everything he saw in the home, or that you see that he saw in the home inspector's assessment. I'll call you around 10 o'clock. Say that four times fast, she laughed. Sounds good. And I nodded over to Bernice, and she nodded back, yes. Just tell me this, Gabriel. Is it good news? I hope so. Everything sounded good from this end. I just wanted you to read the report and have it in your hands so we can all talk it over. Okay? I can remember most of it from what he saw, but we'll go over it. Okay, talk to you tomorrow. And with that, we hung up. So what did he see beneath the crawl space? You're scaring me, Gabriel, Bernice asked. Well, he saw a lot of things. Wrong. And that I pointed out. I want you to remember that, sweetheart. I pointed them out to him. How bad is it? Can we live there? Bernice asked. Of course. I had to make it sound bad, like you do with used cars. Oh, this isn't good, and you kick the tires. Oh, look at that dent. That ain't no good. That kind of thing. Honey, baby, sweetheart, everything can be fixed, I continued. Here's my plan and what we're going to do. were going to offer the owner from India a price that he's totally going to freak out about. But then Rachel is going to remind him of all the things wrong with the home and that it should be condemned. And if another home inspector goes in there, it will be. Gabriel continued, I must convey this to Rachel to say it in those words without her realizing I'm coaching her, honey. When I do all this talking tomorrow, you must play dumb that I haven't told you anything yet. Can you do that, honey? Of course I can, Gabriel, she said. The next day came and the phone rang. Of course, I couldn't work that day. This all was too important enough. It had to have my full attention. I did all the small talk stuff with Rachel. How are you? I'm so excited about the house. I think this is the one if the owner from India goes along with us. Blah, blah, blah. Rachel started in right away, telling me what she had gone over in the house inspector's assessment. I said, wait, Rachel, one second, please. I want to three-way call Bernice. She's been waiting for the call. Rachel. Oh, Gabriel, I'm sorry. You're right. I'll wait. So I called Bernice with Rachel on the phone. I said to Bernice, hi, lover. It's Gabriel, your favorite boyfriend. She said, you are such a booger. I said, now quit talking sexy to me. I have Rachel on the line with us. And Rachel then said, are you sure you don't have a brother or a cousin or something, Gabriel? We all started laughing. On the ride home, I had brought Bernice up to snuff about what was happening to the house and where I was. I directed the home inspector to look without him knowing it and what he found. And, of course, Bernice reacted just like I thought she would, with horror and dismay. You know, she's not a guy. She's not instruction or in construction. You know, even though I sugarcoated it for her, she took it as, we can't live there. It's going to be condemned. It will be perfect. Trust me. It's not as bad as all that, I said. And that was my ride home with her, folks. That's why I couldn't say anything until I had her alone and could calm her down. Women. Boy, you know, you love them, but you know the rest. Okay. Bernice started the conversation. Rachel, did you hear all the things that were wrong and with this house? Remember, I told her to shut up and play dumb. Well. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Okay, Rachel responded, I have the report in my hands as we speak. I went over it again and again because I could not believe what I was reading. I interjected and then said, it is everything he said and more. So I directed, and so you realize I directed him to those things so it would drive the price down. Rachel said to me, "You did this on purpose?" "Yes, ma'am, I did." "Why, Gabriel?" "I don't understand," Rachel said. "You realize the city will go in and inspect it also, but before they sign off, they're will give you a punch list of everything you have to fix, and they always have a punch list, no matter what. And these things are real, and the inspector sees that. So, they will just condemn the house. You know you won't have a house. I'm banking on that," I said. "Okay," Rachel said. "You know what you're doing, Gabriel." "Oh, yes, I know exactly what I'm doing, Rachel. And this is why I wanted you to read it over, your man's inspection, all night before you emailed the owner. If you could please, Rachel, email him the home inspector's findings along with our offer." Rachel and Bernice were silent, waiting for me to give them the number that I wanted to give for the house. And so I let them stew for a moment, with Rachel finally breaking the silence of all three of us. "And the number is, Gabriel?" "Please tell him all the things that we must do to make this house livable with the city not condemning us. And please put it in those words." And then I paused again. I was really having fun with this. I thought to myself, too much fun. I guess I am a jerk, I thought to myself. I just blurted it out then. $185,000 as is. And we will spend the $50,000 to lift the house back up and make everything livable again. And the railing in the kitchen and the gaping hole in the side of the house and tear up the deck and slope it all away, the dirt all away from the house so that it doesn't cause a hole and rot again, and so that we meet all the city's inspector's qualifications to re-enter the home. Rachel, can you say that exactly in the email to him, in the phone, what we're going to do and why you came up with me with this original number? Not for my commission. I realize now what you were doing all along, Rachel said. I can do this, Gabriel, Rachel said. And I'll get back to you, Rachel said. And he'll probably counter your offer. I know. And if he does, that's okay. I've learned a long time ago, Rachel, if you don't fall in love with the house, you have to fall in love with the number of the loan that you're going to have monthly. I'm glad you reminded me also. If you could please, Rachel, I said, remind him that this is a cash deal. We will wire the money to his bank as is, and there will be no mortgage company involved, a straight transaction. And is please remember when you construct your email that also do before the house can be sold. It will be condemned as far as your inspector told you. And please include his assessment in the way of that document. Please. I understand everything you're doing, Gabriel, and I'm on board. I wish you luck, and we'll see what happens. This whole time, Bernice had not said a word. Finally, she spoke up and said, "Thank you for everything you've done, Rachel. Gabriel has told me how patient you've been, that this house hunting doesn't usually go like this. And it's been a pleasure and an honor working with you both," Rachel said. "I've learned so much. I thought I knew everything about the real estate business, but you and your boyfriend have taught me another way of doing it. And I'm thankful because I'll have people that need the help, and I'll know what to do because of you two. And if I don't tell you in the future," Rachel then said, "I'll get this off right away, and as soon as possible, I'll put it all together and put it in the way you want it to be put in. I'll email it, and I'll send you a copy of the email, Gabriel. And all we can do is wait and see what his response will be." With that, I said, "Yes, ma'am, Rachel," and that's all we could do after that. "And please, after this is all done, don't be a stranger. We found a friend, haven't we, Bernice?"
"Hey, Ma, please be quiet. I'm trying to do a podcast down here."